Hi, this is Paul Evans, and welcome to the very first edition of DIY Profit Pipeline. And in this issue, we're going to be covering the residual income reports, how to create your own monthly continuity program. So Carrie and I are excited about bringing this training to you. And some months I'll be doing the audio, some months she will be doing the audio. But let's get started with your residual income method. The first thing that we've got to do right off the bat is understand that continuity programs, like membership sites, are among the best ways to make money online. And that's because your members pay their membership fees every month, so you have money coming in without any additional selling on your part. In exchange, you offer new content every month to your members. But if you've done any research at all, then you also know there's problems with this traditional business model. Namely, people drop out. Most people tend to only remain members for 3 or 4 months, and then they drop out. That means that you need to constantly scramble to find new members, so that's a little bit exhausting. You're a slave to the site. The other thing that's exhausting about a traditional membership site is that you become a slave to it. That's because every month, without fail, you need to create new and exciting content for your members. One day you wake up and you realize there's no end in sight to the work that you've created for yourself. So fortunately, there's a way to avoid these problems. You simply create an FTM instead. So let me explain. FTM stands for Fixed Term Membership Site. This means that instead of having a site to go on indefinitely, you choose to end it after a set length of time. The fixed term could be 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or even more. So why run a fixed term membership site rather than a traditional membership site? Here's why. You retain members. When members realize there's an end date, they feel compelled to remain members to see it all the way through to the end. After all, no one likes to quit when they've already invested several months and they know the end is in sight. That's what makes a fixed-term membership so profitable. You only need to create a defined amount of content. So that's the second main advantage. For example, if you set up a site for 12 months where you deliver one report per month, then you only need to create 12 pieces of content, plus any bonuses you decide to give away. And when your freelancer has completed the last piece, if they're doing all the writing for you, guess what? You're done. So that's what makes a fixed-term membership site so easy to run. It's simple, it's profitable. And starting in just a few moments, you're going to discover how to set up your very own 12-month FTM using my income system. I identify a topic and theme. This is where you learn how to choose a topic around which to create your year-long site. N, name your membership and first report. In this section, you'll discover branding and titling secrets. C, choose the parts. Here you'll find out how to research your content. O, organize the content. This is where you write, organize, prepare the content for your eager members. M, make it automated. In this section, you'll find out how to automate your site so that you won't be a slave to it. E, establish a routine. Finally, this is where you get checklists that you can use to help you set up and run your business site in a breeze. So let's get to it. Section 1, I, identify a topic and theme. As the above suggests, this particular step is broken up into two steps. Identifying a topic for your membership site, one that's broad enough that you can offer 12 reports, one per month for a year. Identify a theme for your membership site. Each report you create will be based around this theme. So let's look at these points separately. Identify a topic. In order to pick a topic, you first need to pick a niche market. And this could be something you're interested in, such as hobbies or a problem you're trying to solve. It could be something your friends are interested in. It could be something you just stumbled on while watching television or surfing online or reading newspapers and magazines. So here's a couple of examples. You just started a diet to lose a few pounds. Other people all around the world are doing the same thing. That's a possible market. One of your friends complains about her dog's bad habits, like digging up flower beds. Dog owners with problem dogs. Well, that's a possible market, right? Here are some more examples just to get your mind brainstorming a little bit. Gardening, bodybuilding, classic car restoration, homeschooling, pets, farming, golf, fishing, archery, hunting, hiking, traveling, running, biking, raising kids, mental illness like depression, anxiety, etc., physical disabilities, blindness, deafness, etc., making money online, making money offline, saving for retirement, scrapbooking, adopting children, infertility, motivation, spirituality and religion, collecting for fun and profit like baseball cards, comics, coins, fixing computers, writing a novel, getting into graduate school, do-it-yourself home repair, buying or selling property, investing, fundraising, and so on. See, the list is just about endless. Just draw up your own list And then think about this. The key to picking a good niche, which leads to picking a good topic, is to choose the ones that are proven to be profitable. Think of it this way. You need to find a group of people, this is your niche, with an identifiable problem. You should be willing and eager to supply content to them, and they should be willing and eager to spend money to solve this particular problem. And once you know which problem meets these requirements, you'll know what to choose for a topic. So how do you uncover these topics? Simple, by finding out what your prospective niche is already buying. Then you just offer them more of the same. You don't have to go and get crazy original. You don't have to do something that nobody's done before. You enter the market where the hunger's already there. So here's an example. Let's go back to weight loss and dog training. Simply go to Amazon.com and enter in the broad relevant search term, also known as keywords, right? Such as weight loss or lose weight or dog training. You can do the same thing and click at clickbank.com. Both cases, pay attention to the first dozen or so results, as these are your best sellers. Here's what you're looking for. Lots of books, videos, and other information products that are based on the same topic. If you see a lot of competition, then that's just a good sign that the market is big, it's profitable, and there's plenty of room for you to jump in and claim your share of that niche pie. Example, if you go to Amazon, type in weight loss, you're going to find hundreds of books, thousands of books. It's a big, profitable market. But type in something like build a catapult, and you're likely to only find a few books, meaning there's not as much market demand. The niche and topic simply aren't all that profitable, right, for building a catapult. Basically, at this point in your research, is accomplishing two goals. One, you're finding out if your prospective niches are profitable, and you're finding out what topics within those niches are profitable. You might like to play golf, so you decide to research golf. You find hundreds and hundreds of golf books on Amazon and ClickBank. Good, the market's profitable. Then you find all sorts of popular topics, selecting the right type of equipment, becoming a better putter, choosing the best golf grips, perfecting the stance and swing, getting longer, straighter drives, dealing with hazards, improving one's fairway play, and so on. What you need to do is figure out which topics are broad enough that you can create 12 reports around the topic. So let's continue with this golf example. Be a better golfer. This would be a good general topic, which would include all 7 of the topics above, and you could easily deliver 12 reports on this topic because there are so many subtopics to cover. Be a better putter. This is also a good broad topic where you could talk about everything from grips to club selection to stance, swing, drills, etc., all designed to allow your members to become better putters. Now, here's the tip. The key here is to make sure that each of your 12 reports work together to help the member solve the overall problem. For example, reports on subtopics like grips, club selection, stance, swing, and more all work together, with the end result being that the member will improve the play on the putting green. Another topic, dealing with hazards. This is a relatively poor topic. You could deliver a few solid reports. After that, you'd be delivering nothing but fluff, so it's just too narrow to base a year-long site around. Okay, you see what I mean? So you pick a niche, discover the popular topics by researching Amazon.com and ClickBank.com, and then you choose an overall topic that's big enough to allow you to deliver 12 reports. Indeed, take a moment right now and write down 12 of the most popular subtopics around your overall topic, making sure that these are topics around which you can create a 25 to 30-page report. Now, later on, we'll talk about exactly how to come up with 12 exact topics, but for now, just make sure you have enough material for 12 reports. Note, if you can't come up with at least 12 ideas for 12 separate reports, then you need to find a topic broad enough to meet this requirement. Once you have your overall topic and 12 subtopics, then move on to the next step, which is identify a theme. You've chosen your overall topic. You know you can create at least 12 separate subtopics for each of your monthly reports, all of which will work together to help the member achieve a specific goal. Now you need to choose the theme around which all of your 12 reports will be based. Here's some possible templates for themes along with examples. Template number one. Number ways to blank. So here's that example. 27 ways to improve your putting stance. Template 2, the secrets of blank. The secrets of house training a puppy. Template 3, blank A to Z. Lose weight A to Z. Template 4, the number, best blank tips. So here's that example. The 10 best carburetor cleaning tips. So see, you got the number in there, best, you fill in the blank with whatever your topic is, and then tips. Template 5, using a number again, secrets of blank. So here's your example. 5 secrets of retiring rich. You got the idea? Now let me give you an example. Let's suppose that you've chosen a weight loss site for new moms who are looking to lose the baby weight. Weight loss is your overall topic, and perhaps you've chosen 15 ways to blank as your overall theme. So here's what your monthly reports might look like. Month 1, 15 ways to lose 20 pounds. Month 2, 15 ways to cut 100 calories per meal. Month 3, 15 ways to boost your metabolism. Month 4, 15 ways to burn 500 calories. Month 5, 15 ways to get rid of belly fat. And so on, all the way through month 12. So here's a quick recap. You've identified your overall topic, and you've identified a theme for your 12 reports. Now let's name your site and your first report. So this next section, the N in income, is name your membership and first report. So now that you know what your site is about, you need to name your site as well as your monthly reports. And here's how to do that. Site. Choose a memorable brand. You need to come up with a name for your membership site. This name brand should give your prospects some idea of what's inside or who the site is for, but it should also be memorable and catchy. Let me share with you a dozen templates and examples that you can use, and maybe this will give you some inspiration to come up with your own memorable brand. So template 1 is you take the name of the topic and add ology. You guys know that I have niche-ology. Think about traffic-ology. Dog-ology. Template 2, name of topic and Nair. So member Nair, affiliate Nair. Template 3, topic-tastic. A combination of your topic and the word fantastic. So dog-tastic, farm-tastic. Template 4, topic and university. Organic Gardening University, Dog Training University. Template 5, topic 101, golf 101. Marketing 101. Template 6, topic in classroom. Copywriting classroom. Candle making classroom. Template 7, beginner, intermediate, advanced topic. Advanced marketing. Beginner French. Template 8, topic secrets. Golf secrets. Budget traveling secrets. Template 9, master topic or topic master. Master French cooking. SEO master. Template 10, all about topic. All about weight loss. All about skiing. Template 11, I topic. You know, certainly made popular because of Apple, right? I business owner. I dog trainer. Template 12, topic combination. This is where you put two words together. List vend. The words list and vend, because this site shows people how to work a mailing list like a profitable vending machine. Or iInstitute, iInstitute, combination of internet marketing and institute. So choose your site name carefully. For starters, you'll want to use this name or something similar as your domain name. Second, if you ever start a site in the same overall market, you'll have the power of branding on your site. So example, let's say that you're starting multiple cooking FTM sites. They would all be named around your same brand, such as Master French Cooking, Master Mexican Cooking, Master Italian Cooking. Example 2, Poodles 101, Yorkies 101, Chihuahuas 101, and so on. So you have your brand, and then you get to move on to naming your reports, but your brand overall allows you to create more and more sites if you so choose. So when you name your reports, you want to select a good title. Since you've already selected a theme for your membership site, then titling your reports is actually pretty easy. That's because the theme determines at least part of your title. So if you choose a theme of 15 ways to blank, then all you have to do is fill in the ending each month, right? So that's what we did before with the moms who want to lose weight. Now here are 3 tips for creating those titles. Number 1, offer a benefit. In other words, give prospects a reason to read the report. 15 ways to look young, 10 years younger. Or 15 ways to look younger and start turning heads again. So that's offering a benefit. Second, push the easy button. People want their problems solved quickly and easily. 15 quick and easy ways to look 10 years younger, or 15 instant ways to look 10 years younger. So instant, quick, and easy. Number 3, arouse curiosity. People like to know secrets. 15 little known ways to look 10 years younger, or 15 surprising ways to look 10 years younger. You know, sometimes when we use the word secret, it sounds like, oh, everybody uses that. But little known ways, surprising ways, it's a great way to arouse curiosity without using the same term that everybody else uses. So take a moment right now and develop a title for your first report. Take your time with it, perhaps brainstorm a dozen or more titles till you find the best fit. So here's a recap of this section. You select the name for your membership site as well as the general titles for your monthly reports. Now, next up, you'll find out how to research these reports. The C in income is choose the parts. Choosing the parts is all about choosing researching ideas for your 12-month reports. Indeed, earlier I asked you to list at least 12 possible subtopics for your membership site, right? Just as the means of making sure that your topic is broad enough around which you can create a 12-month FTM site. Chances are you discover there are at least 12 topics. So now we need to do some research to narrow down your list to the best 12 topics. Choosing your lesson topics. As previously mentioned, you need to choose the topic for each of your 12 lessons, and the best way to do that is by choosing topics that are already popular. That is, topics that your market is actively buying or wanting to know more about. So here are 10 ways to come up with at least 12 lesson topics. Number one, Look at popular book titles on Amazon.com, ClickBank.com, and let's say you've chosen golf as your overall topic. So if you look at the books for golfers, such as How to Putt, How to Drive, these are all possible lesson topics for your monthly reports. Number two, get inspiration from tables of contents. This is where you pick up a general book on the topic. You look at the table of contents for inspiration. You can do this free on Amazon. Each chapter could be a potential monthly report. Now, here's a tip. I'm suggesting that you look at the table of contents only. Do not copy the book in any way, shape, or form. Just use the chapter titles as inspiration for the lesson topics. Number three, read sales letters of popular products. If you can't take a peek at the table of contents, then look at a sales letter. In particular, pay attention to the bullet points. Those could serve as great inspiration for your lessons. Number four, see what's popular on Yahoo Answers and Quora. Quora.com. That is, what questions people in your niche are asking repeatedly. If the question is asked frequently, that shows people are actively searching for the information on that topic. Number five, browse niche forums. In particular, look at those forums that show you how many views and how many replies in a particular thread. Which threads are hot with a lot of views and replies? And which questions and topics seem to be brought up repeatedly? Number six, look for hot blog topics. Check the niche blogs. If you see all major bloggers are talking about a particular topic, it's probably a good topic to include in one of your 12 reports. Likewise, if you see a topic that's generating a lot of discussion, that's another one to consider. Number seven, see what your competition is sending via email. Are you signed up to mailing list of the big marketers in your niche? If not, you need to do that, and you'll get plenty of lesson ideas from both the articles and promotional materials that they send. And again, if you see several marketers talking about the same topic, it's a good bet that topic's hot right now. Number eight, find out what's popular on ezinearticles.com. Browse the relevant niche categories to see what types of article topics come up again and again. If multiple marketers are writing about the same topic, yep, you got it. It's a good bet. There's a demand for that. And while you're browsing, be sure to look at the most popular articles. Number nine, use keyword tools. Yet another way to uncover hot topics by discovering what your market is currently searching for in Google and other search engines. And one way to do that is by the use of a good keyword tool like Market Samurai, Keyword Discovery, or Word Tracker. Simply plug in your broad niche terms like golf or gardening, and the tool will deliver hundreds, if not thousands, of related search terms. Pay attention to those keywords that get the most daily or monthly searches. Here's a tip. Also pay attention to groups of keywords that indicate that searchers are all searching for the same thing. The following searches are likely to be related to the same topic. Lose belly fat. Get rid of belly fat. Get fatter. Get a flatter belly. Get firmer abs. How to get washboard abs. Flatten my abs. And such. It's clear that getting a flat stomach is a popular topic when you see very similar search terms grouped together. And then number 10, ask your market. Finally, you can survey your market and ask them what they want, what topics they're most interested in. The topic suggestions you should pay the most attention to are those that either, one, are mentioned multiple times by multiple people, or two, the topic has come up in your other research. Don't use any of these methods by themselves. Instead, use as many as possible and pull it together. That will give you the clearest picture about what topics are the most popular to your niche market right now. Then you can choose what you believe to be the top 12, and each one becomes a monthly report. And once you've selected your 12 lesson topics, then the next step is to start researching them. So researching your lessons. Maybe you're already an expert in all 12 lesson topics you've selected. If not, then you need to research each topic. So here are 5 tips to help you do that. Number 1, search multiple terms. Let's say you're researching the topic of house training. Don't just enter house training in Google. Instead, look at multiple related terms such as house training, puppy potty training, kennel training, dog house breaking, and things that are similar. Doing so ensures that you see a variety of sources, and this should get a better understanding of the topic. Number 2, rely on credible sites only. You're going to see articles in article directories, blog posts, from unknown people, unknown sites, and more. Generally, however, you want to rely on known authority sites and individuals who are known experts in the field. So if you were to enter, you know, Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, and what he says about house training, well, guess what? You got a credible expert there, right? Number 3, use multiple sources. Don't just read one credible source. Instead, read at least 6 different sources or more if needed. This makes sure you have a better understanding of the topic. It also makes sure that you don't accidentally make your lessons too similar to any one source, which brings us to the next point. Number 4, develop your own angle. The whole goal of research is to understand the topic. And once you do, then you spend time thinking about it and crafting it. And if you're already part of the niche, you may be able to add a twist to the method. Now, if not, how can you describe the method and make it fresh? Look at this report as an example of making a method fresh. You'll note that I didn't simply list the steps for you. Instead, I formalized them by sharing my income formula with you. Number 5, close the sources before writing. This ensures, again, that you don't accidentally make any of your writing similar to somebody else's. Read the 6 sources, think about the material, have your notes already written, but then write in your own words. So here's a quick recap. You know now how to quickly and easily decide on the 12 lessons for your monthly reports. You also know how to research these reports. And the next step, of course, is to organize and then create the content. So the O is organize the content. Now it's time to organize your research, to create your lessons. In just a moment, you'll find out how to write these lessons or hire someone else to do it. But whether you do it yourself or hire a ghostwriter, you need to first organize the content. See, even if you're hiring somebody else, you've got to give them the outline. You don't simply say, hey, I want a dog training book. You want to give them what to write about and the order in which to write. So you create an outline. If you used at least 6 different sources to research the 12 topics, then you should have a pretty good idea of how you like to structure each lesson. If not, follow these guidelines. Organize into step-by-step order. This is simple enough. If you have 5 steps, then you'll have 5 chapters in order of these steps that the reader needs to take. So here's a tip. This report is an example of step-by-step. And note that each main step, such as organize the content, includes its own set of step-by-step instructions. So the first thing is you organize in a step-by-step order. Secondly, order from easiest to hardest. This is another way to do it. If your lesson doesn't have a clear step-by-step procedure, then you can order the topics in the order in which they need to come. Third, shortest to longest time. Yet another way to order the information is based on how long it'll take to implement the information to see results. If you have a lesson on search engine marketing, then you may put pay-per-click marketing first because the reader can get nearly instant results from this method, and search engine optimization second. You could also order your information from beginner to advanced. If your lesson is composed of information for beginners as well as those who are more advanced, put the beginner information in the beginning of the lesson. And not only should you use the above ordering strategies for each of your 12 lessons, but you can also use it to decide what order you'll deliver your 12 lessons. So once you've arranged the subtopics in the order in which you want them to appear as an individual lesson, then you can assign a range of pages that you'd like to cover each chapter. Keep in mind that I suggest that your lessons be between 25 and 30 pages long. In some cases, you may devote roughly an equal number of pages to each step in your report. In other cases, your research will show that you can explain some step topics quickly, while others will take much longer or more pages. Here's an example outline for a house training report, complete with approximate page numbers devoted to each step. A. Introduction, one page. 1. Any announcements or even promotions you'd like to mention. 2. Reminder of what the last lesson was about. 3. Overall view of what's in this lesson. B. Step 1. Choose a kennel. 2 pages. 1. Right size. 2. Wire plastic, collapsible, or others. 3. C. Step 2. Get your puppy used to the kennel. 4 pages. 1. Rewarding for using kennel. 2. Being sure not to reward crying. 3. Staying in kennel for gradually longer periods. D. Step 3. Develop a schedule for your puppy. 6 pages. 1. Create feeding schedule. 2. Create schedule for going outside. E. Step 4. Handle accidents. 5 pages. 1. Catching in the act. 2. Finding messes after the fact. 3. How to clean messes. F. Step 5. Gradually give the puppy more freedom. 6 pages. Considerations. How long has the puppy been accident-free? How long will you be gone? Is the room puppy-proofed? Does puppy have separation anxiety? How old is the puppy? G. A conclusion. 1 page. 1. Summarize the lesson they've just read, perhaps even offering an additional tip. 2. Encourage readers to take action on what they just read. 3. Get readers excited about next month's lesson. Example. Next month, you'll discover how to socialize your puppy so that he grows to be a loving, confident dog that everyone loves. See, there's an overall outline. You could easily hand that off to someone else to complete, right? So you want to make sure it's detailed. And once your outline's complete, then you can move on to the writing phase. So writing the lesson. There are two main ways to create the content. Number one, do it yourself. 2, hire a freelancer. So let's look at both of these separately. Number one, do it yourself. If you choose to write the content, there's multiple ways to do it. Write from scratch. You created your own outline, completed your research. Now it's just a matter of writing the lesson. Sometimes it's easier if you think of each chapter as a section, as an article. Then all you need to do is write a series of articles, which most people find psychologically it's a lot easier than writing a report. Another option is to use private label rights content. If you start with good, well-researched, well-written report or series of articles, then all you have to do is tweak the content, make it sound more like your voice. Then you can add your own tips, examples, formulas, and so on to get the content unique. And certainly you can come to nicheology.com, and we've got a ton of PLR. Interview experts. Yet another way to create unique content is to interview experts and compile your interviews. You can even do their interviews on the phone, record them, and then transcribe the recordings. So here's a little tip. The downside of this method, of course, is that your lessons will have links to other people's products. This isn't a bad thing if you can use affiliate links, especially to promote the products. Now, if you're not going to write yourself, another option is to hire a freelancer. And if you don't want to write it, it's no big deal. It's not a problem. You hire a competent ghostwriter to do it for you. Here's how. Step one, find a prospective pool of ghostwriters. You want to start by developing a large list of prospect ghostwriters, then you'll narrow it down. So here are the top ways to find them. Post projects on freelancing boards like Elance.com, Odesk.com, VWorker.com, and Guru.com. Search Google for ghostwriter and freelance writer. Post an ad on Craigslist.org. Browse ads on Craigslist.org. Search Warriors for Hire section of the Warrior Forum. Browse or place ads in your local newspapers, including college newspapers. So that's step one. Step two, do your due diligence. Now you need to research these prospective freelancers to see which ones are honest, professional, produce good quality work, and fall in your price range. So here's what you do. See if their portfolio samples are engaging, well-researched, and well-written. Check their references and testimonials. Look at their feedback. At Elance.com, that's super easy to do. Talk to people who've worked with this freelancer before. Research the freelancer's name and business name in Google. Compare the freelancer's prices. Tip, it's worth paying more to go with someone who has a long established history of doing great work. Don't just get cheap here. Step three, sign the agreements. Some freelancers want you to sign their agreements. In other cases, you may present any agreement to the freelancer. If you go through a site like Elance.com, you both will be bound by those agreements. However, you do want to make sure that you have some sort of agreement that addresses the scope of the project, payment terms, delivery dates, and other important aspects. Step four, start small. Unless you're going with someone who has good long history, meaning a couple of years working as a ghostwriter, you'll want to start small. That is, give your writer a few test projects, such as a bonus report or similar. You just want to make sure the two of you will work well together and the writing's good. Step 5, create a brief. Finally, be sure to create a brief for your writer, which includes the topic of your report, the working title, the purpose of your report, who will be reading this report, the outline, word count, any research you've already gathered, any notes about specific stylings. In other words, do you want to use U.S. English or U.K. English? In other words, be as detailed as possible so that your freelancer doesn't have to guess about anything. Encourage him or her to always ask as many questions as needed to get a complete understanding of your project. And once your lesson's complete, move on to the next step, formatting the lesson. So formatting your lesson or report actually consists of the following steps: proofreading, formatting the content, converting the document. So let's look at these separately. Proofreading. First things first, if you write a lesson yourself, you may want to hire a professional proofreader to look over it before you publish it. If you hire a ghostwriter, then you can look over the writer's work yourself to catch any errors he or she may have missed, or you can hire a proofreader to do it for you. Point is, you want two different people looking at the document. That's because writers are too close to their work. They don't catch every error when they're doing their own proofreading, especially when they're proofing immediately after writing a piece, because your brain fills everything in automatically and makes the corrections mentally for you. Secondly, formatting. Once you're satisfied with the lesson's content, your next step is to format it. Now, I suggest using something like OpenOffice.org's word processing suite for this lesson, and then you'll learn why in just a few minutes. Again, look at this lesson and see what I mean by formatting. The chapter titles, you should be able to look at the PDF to see that. Obviously, you can't do that in audio, but look at the PDF and see how it's formatted. Chapter titles and sections are, of course, bolded in big font to make them stand out. But you'll see I've also emphasized other important pieces of text by bolding, italicizing, centering text, putting text in ordered list and bullet list like this one, making text stand out in other ways by indenting it, using colored fonts, using different types of fonts. See, you need to keep in mind that not all your readers will read every single word. That's why you want to emphasize the most important parts of the text. That way, even those who skim the lesson will get the gist of your lesson. Then they can go back through and read the lesson in detail later on when they have more time. Converting the lesson. Final steps to convert your formatted file into a PDF so that all your readers, both Mac and PC users, can read your document. There are multiple ways to do it, but one of the easiest ways is to use OpenOffice.org, their WordPressing suite, because the suite has a built-in .doc to .pdf converter tool. So here's a quick recap. Now you know how to create your content, format it easily for reading, convert to a cross-platform PDF format. You only need to create the first lesson or two before you start accepting members. Naturally, before you accept members, you need to set up your website and automate your business. So let's keep going. M, make it automated. The M in income, make it automated. So now we're going to set up the membership site. Here's the good news. You don't have to install any complicated or expensive membership site scripts if you don't want to. You don't even need to create an official members area. That's because you're going to deliver your monthly content by autoresponder. If you want to do that, it's simple. It's true set it and forget it business model. So here's how to get it set up. You set up your membership or your quote website. And this step's composed of three mini steps. Choose a domain name, get your site hosted, design your site. So let's look at these steps separately. Choose a domain name. Earlier in this report, you learned how to create a memorable brand for your membership site. If the .com version of this brand is available, then you can use it as domain name. Now, here are other tips for choosing buying your domain name. Use a reputable registrar. I suggest something like cheap-domainregistration.com or namecheap.com. Buy a .com whenever possible. Most people think of .com names when they think of domain names, so they're likely to remember your name as .com, even if it's .net, .org, or some other extension. As such, make a .com name your first choice. Keep the name short and memorable. Think of it this way. If you have to explain the name when you say it out loud to someone, it's probably not a good name. Example, here is what I mean. DogTipsForYou.com. If you use this name, you'd have to say DogTips, the number 4, the letter U.com. You see, that's not a good name. Now let's look at an example of a site like listvend.com. It's short, it's memorable. You don't really have to explain it as you say it, listvend. Don't search for a name until you're ready to buy. And if you find your first choice name is available, buy it immediately. That's because some registrars feed their searches to other parties, meaning those others may buy your domain name. In other cases, someone else may have the same idea as you and snatch it up before you. So avoid all this by just getting it as soon as it's available. Once you have your domain name, you got to host your site. And I look at things like HostGator. That's really my favorite. And you could buy the Baby Croc. That's because this plan has all the features you really need. Unlimited domain names if you expand your business. Plenty of space. Lots of bandwidth. All the features you would expect. Your own personal control panel. Good customer support. Good reputation and uptime. And if you choose another host, make sure you choose one with similar or better features. That's the real key. You just want to make sure that you're choosing one that's reputable. You'll notice that many domain registrars offer hosting and that many web hosts offer domain registration. However, you should use two different companies for hosting registration so that one company doesn't completely control your overall business. And if one goes out of business, then you could really be in trouble if you lose it all at once. But if you've got the other thing secured, then getting something as a replacement is pretty easy. Changing domain name servers. You need to know how to link your domain name with your web hosting you just purchased. That way, when someone types in your domain, then it all shows up. It's sort of like your website is your property, but your domain name is your mailbox. It's what people would put on a letter to get to your property, right? So HostGator.com, once they send you the welcome mail, you're going to find that you've got two domain servers in there. And actually, the easiest way to change it is that you go to HostGator.com, click on Support, their video tutorials, and it's going to show you exactly how to do it. So super cool. Design your site. In just a moment, you'll learn about various ways to design your site and upload it. But first, let's talk about what pages you need to create. You need a sales page, and this usually consists of a benefit-driven headline, an opener that tells the story, an introduction to your site as the solution to the problem, a list of benefits, usually bulleted list, proof of your claim, such as testimonials, a guarantee, bonuses to help the prospect make the buying decision, call to action that specifically tells people how to order, an order button, a postscript or PS that reiterates the main benefits and or gives people a sense of urgency by telling them why they should order now. Now, if you're not familiar with copywriting, then the task is really best left to those who do it best. You can find a copywriter the same way that you found a writer as described previously in this report. Be sure to do your due diligence and ensure you're working with a good copywriter. Now, if you're using private label rights, often those come with a sales letter, and you'd be able to tweak one of those to fit your overall theme. Now, another page that you're going to need is your thank you or payment confirmation page. So this is the second major page. So it thanks the prospect for the order, reminds them of how the order will appear on their credit card statement, provides your contact information, briefly explains why they need to subscribe to your list, provide a subscription form so that they can receive the first lesson. So this is just a sign-up form from your autoresponder. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in this chapter. Again, be sure to emphasize the customer that they need to register for the site by joining your list, as all the lessons will be delivered via email. Tip number one, your thank you page should not be in an obvious place on your site, such as yourdomain.com/thankyou.html. Instead, you want to hide it, such as yourdomain.com/dj94lks133987. Tip two, be sure that this page isn't viewable to the search engines. Otherwise, it will get indexed and people will be able to find it through a simple Google search. One way to do this is by creating a robots.txt file, which tells search engine robots to ignore the page. Now, Google will show you exactly how to do it. If you open up the PDF to page 30, there is a link that shows you exactly how to do it. You also need policy and disclaimer pages. These are the other pages that you should have visible to your prospects, and this will be your terms of service, your privacy policy, and your disclaimers. Your attorney should be able to create these pages for you, or you can go to Google and type in privacy policy generator, and there'll be some free options there. Now, let's look at three main ways to create your site. Number one is design it yourself. If you know a little bit about HTML or WordPress, then you can design it yourself. So Composer.net, Dreamweaver, or your other favorite HTML editor, Adobe Photoshop, or GIMP.org to create graphics, iStockPhoto.com to get photos and illustrations. Your website's control panel is where you will actually upload the files to your site, and your web host, such as HostGator, will give you all of that information. Another thing that you can do is start with a template. If you're not a good designer, but you know how to tweak a template, then you can buy one online at templatemonster.com, or you can buy one from a designer, something a little more exclusive. Then you can go to a freelancing site like Elance, and you can hire someone to design one for you. And number three is that you can hire a designer from scratch. If you don't have the time, the skills, technical knowledge, you can hire someone to do it. And this may be the best option because a full-service designer will not only create the site, he or she will upload all the pages. So here's a tip. Asking a designer to create the site from scratch will be the most expensive. If you're building a site on a budget, you can ask him or her for a template. Now, here's the real bottom line to this for me is I think that it's best simply to use WordPress. Within HostGator, you can easily install WordPress, and you can do it all from your control panel, and there are tons of videos inside your HostGator account that's going to show you step-by-step how to do it. I think it's much easier to create these pages in WordPress than it is in learning HTML if you've never done that before. Now, next, you've obviously got to be able to accept payments. So before you upload your sales page, make sure you got your order button on there. Pick your price. How much are you going to charge for your membership site? In order to ask that question, answer that question, you'll need to do a little market research. Find out what other membership site owners in your niche are charging. If there are other membership sites, then you know just do a direct comparison. However, be sure that you're comparing similar sites, meaning you look at other sites to deliver one report per month. If a similar site delivers one video per month, then your site will probably be valued a bit less since videos have a higher perceived value. Also, look at other benefits and features such as bonus products, members-only forums, access to teleseminars, coaching, consulting, or anything else that other marketers are offering that increase the perceived value of the site. Find out what other marketers are charging for similar content. If you can't make direct comparisons, then look at what marketers charge for similar length reports and ebooks that have similar content to yours. Your research will likely uncover a broad range of prices. The only way to know for sure what the best price for your site is to test it. We don't like that, but it really makes a big difference. So you test out a variety of prices, both within this range and outside of this range, to see what price creates the biggest conversion rate. However, you can start with a price that's roughly in the middle of the price range you uncovered. If you see prices ranging from $17 to $60 a month, perhaps you'll charge $27 a month. Next, choose your payment processor. Next thing you need to do is make sure that you've got your payment processor that allows recurring billing. So ClickBank.com is one such processor. And while the fees tend to be a bit higher than other processors, it has an integrated affiliate program. Not only do they give you the tools to get affiliates and track their sales, they even cut bi-monthly checks. So ClickBank provides complete instructions on their page regarding how to set up recurring billing. And on page 33 of this month's report, there's a link that'll take you exactly to those instructions. Now, another option is to set up something with barefootcart.com. Barefootcart.com. That is Carrie and I's private label of one shopping cart. And the great thing about it is that it not only includes payment processing if you're using PayPal, and you can also get a merchant account, but it also includes your autoresponders. Now, we're about to move into autoresponders, but the great thing about Barefoot Cart is this. If a person checks out, you can have them automatically added to the autoresponder. And the step that we mentioned before about them getting to the thank you page and entering their name and email address because everybody's delivered through autoresponder, you get to skip that step because they're automatically added. So that's pretty cool. So our next step within this report is to set up your autoresponder. Now, as I mentioned before, you don't need any complex scripts to run a fixed-term membership site. All you need is an autoresponder to automatically deliver the content. So you need to choose your autoresponder. Now, you can do that with Barefoot Cart, or you can use something like AWeber, iContact, GetResponse.com. I use AWeber. upload your email series. The next thing you need to do is create your emails that announce your 12 monthly lessons. Now, if you haven't finished the lessons yet, no problem. You simply create the emails and then upload the finished lessons as soon as you get them done. So here's an example of an email you could send. This is like the first email. Here's the subject. Welcome to Name of Site. Here's your first report. Dear First Name, welcome to Name of Site membership site. So welcome to Nicheology. I'm so excited about your decision to join this site. And that's because over the next several months, you're going to discover everything you need to know about. And you put your topic in. You'll find out how to get, name a specific benefit. You'll discover the secrets of another topic of benefit. And you'll even learn some surprising tips and tricks related to another topic. So let me give you that as an example. I'm so excited about your decision to join Nicheology, and that's because over the next several months, you'll discover everything you need to know about online business. You'll find out how to build your site. You'll discover secrets of getting massive traffic to your website. You'll even learn some surprising tips and tricks related to the psychology of selling. I know you're excited about getting going, so let's get right to it. You can download your first lesson right here, and you put a link to the lesson. You'll want to read over it right away because inside the first report, you'll discover, and then you insert three benefits. Make them bullet points. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Sign off with your name. I sign off with success is not an accident, Paul. P.S. Next week, you're in for a surprise. You'll also get an unannounced bonus report that will show you how to insert the benefit. Keep an eye out for it. You won't want to miss it. Now, your other 11 emails, any bonus emails you choose, will be similar to the content in the email above, with the exception that you won't welcome the person to the site. Basically, you whet the reader's appetite by telling them what's inside the lesson, and you'll encourage them to read it right away. Note, be sure each email is to go out 28 to 30 days after the last report. So you make sure you got all the days in there when you load your autoresponder. Tip number one, of course, these automated emails are not the only ones you'll send. You should seek to touch base with your members at least once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks. Just keep them excited about their membership. You can offer additional tips, tricks, reports, bonuses, tools, videos, and more. You can also promote related products and services on the back end. Overall, however, one of the keys to retaining your members is to have them always looking forward to the next report. So tip number two, if you upload all 12 emails before the content is done, be sure you write down the placeholder file name links that you've inserted to your emails so that you'll upload the lessons to the correct directories when the reports are complete. So example, if you've created an email for month three that says readers can download the report at yourdomain.com/dkaod71/filename3.pdf, then be sure that the name.pdf filename 3 is what you name, that filename 3 is what you name your PDF when you upload it, okay? It's a little bit easier to understand when you're reading that and listening to this audio, so make sure that you check that out on page 35. Insert a subscription form on the thank you page. Again, if you use Barefoot Cart, you won't need this step, but if you use something like Aweber, you will. Once you've uploaded your 12 emails and set them to go out each month, then you need to insert the subscription form on your thank you page. When you're logged into your autoresponder account, you should be able to pick up a piece of code that is what you'll copy and paste into your web page. Again, your web designer will be able to do this if you're not technically inclined. Otherwise, your autoresponder will have instructions on their site. Quick recap. You now know how to set up and automate your website by setting up a payment processor and an autoresponder. At this point, your site would be ready to start accepting orders, and you can start marketing it. Now your site requires very little maintenance, especially once you've finished with all the 12 monthly lessons. Nonetheless, you'll still find out how to quickly and easily set up and manage your site using handy checklists. So, the E in income, establish a routine. It's the last step. Not only should you establish a routine during the process of actually setting up your site, but you also should develop a monthly routine to maintain your site. So here are two checklists that you can use for these purposes. Checklist one, setting up your site. Identifying and a topic and theme. Did you brainstorm as many prospective markets and niches as you could think of? Think about your own habits, interests, problems. Think about your friends' hobbies, interests, problems. Pay attention to the news, read blogs, keep an eye out for trends and developments. Is your prospective market profitable? Are there popular topics selling on Amazon, ClickBank.com, and elsewhere? What topics are most popular? What topics seem to have a lot of competition? Which topics are best sellers? What do reviewers say about the existing topics? What's good about them? What's bad about them? Is your topic broad enough to cover at least 12 months? Did you choose a theme? Can you work your 12 topics into this theme? Name the site and reports. Can you create titles for each of your reports around this theme? Did you brainstorm at least a few dozen possible names for your site? Is your site name unique and memorable? Does the site name give prospects an idea about what's inside the site? Do your report titles share a benefit? Do they arouse curiosity where it's applicable? Do your report titles make the reader excited to read your content? C. Choose the part. Did you do your market research to see which topics your market is most interested in? Look at best-selling product titles. Peek at table of contents of best-selling products. Browse the sales letters of best-selling products. See what topics of conversion are hot on forums, blogs, etc. Find out what other marketers are uploading to article sites. Discover what other marketers are sending to their newsletter list. Survey your market. Did you choose the 12 best topics? Did you decide what order to present these topics? Step by step, easiest to hardest, fast results to results that take longer, beginner to advanced. Did you research your first report? Use multiple credible resources. Develop your own hook and angle. Don't copy, just educate yourself using these sources. Organize the content. Did you create a thorough outline? Did you list the topics in logical order? Did your outline show approximate length of each chapter? Are you creating the content yourself? Are you using private label rights content? Are you using any interviews? Did you hire a proofreader to review your work? Are you hiring a ghostwriter? Create a big list of prospective writers. Do your due diligence. Sign agreements. Start small. Provide thorough briefs, examples, and outline. Did you format the content? Proofread it, format it to emphasize the important parts, convert it to PDF using openoffice.org. M, make it automated. Did you set up the site, get the domain name, purchase the web hosting, change the domain servers to point at the host? Did you design the site, design it yourself, use a template, hire someone to do it all for you? Did you complete and upload the following pages? Sales page, confirmation page, policy page. Did you choose a payment processor such as ClickBank.com or BarefootCart.com? Set up your account, pay the fee, get your site approved, copy and paste the order link to your sales page, do a test purchase to make sure everything works. Did you set up an autoresponder such as through AWeber or Barefoot Cart? Upload your 12 emails, test the subscription and delivery process to ensure everything works smoothly, upload your lessons to your website, check the links in the emails that they work, copy and paste the subscription box onto your confirmation page. Again, you can skip that step with Barefoot Cart. Did you start marketing your site? Blogging, email marketing, social media marketing, search engine optimization, content marketing, pay-per-click marketing, affiliate marketing, JV, joint venture marketing, buying ads. E, establish a routine. Are you using the residual income checklist to set up and maintain your site? So checklist 2, maintaining the site. If you didn't complete all 12 lessons up front, are you completing at least one per month? If so, write it yourself or hire a ghostwriter. Hire a proofreader to review it. Format it and convert it. Upload the lesson file to your website. Create an autoresponder message with the proper link. Are you contacting your members on a weekly basis? Offer bonus reports, offer additional tips and tricks, share membership site announcements, promote related products and services on the back end. Have you set aside an hour each day to deal with customer service issues? I don't believe it'll take that long, but get a help desk if you're getting more than a couple of inquiries a day. Hire customer service reps on Odesk or Elance if you can't handle customer service in an hour or less, or if you don't want to do it yourself. Create a copy and paste email response for most common inquiries, such as refunds. Create a FAQ, frequently asked questions page, to help lessen customer service inquiries. Have you set aside an hour each day to do marketing? Go to fillyourstadium.com to learn about how to promote your site. Go to nicheology.com to learn how to make more money from your site. Are you testing your site using Google Analytics to improve your conversion rate? Test price, test sales letter headlines, test other parts of the sales letter, test ads and marketing campaigns. All right, so here's the conclusion. Congratulations. You now know how to use our proven residual income formula to create your very own money-making fixed-term membership site. This is the exact formula we've used to create our own profitable sites, as well as help others create their own income streams. And now you can put it to work for you too. And here's how. And this is just a recap of what we've hit. Identify a topic and theme. Brainstorm markets. Research them to see if they're profitable. Choose a popular topic that the market is seeking out, and then create a theme around this topic. Name your membership site and first report. Here you discovered how to create a memorable brand as well as titles for your report. Choose the parts. This is the step where you research and select your monthly reports. Organize the content. Here's where you outline the content, organize it, create it, format it, convert it so it's ready for your eager members. Make it automated. In this section, you found out how to choose a domain, set up the hosting, accept payments, and automate your site using a simple autoresponder. Establish a routine. Here you receive two checklists you can use to set up and maintain your sites. And that's all there is to it. Following these steps, you too will have your own profitable residual income stream, a pipeline. So get started right now identifying your topic and theme, because the sooner you get to work, the sooner this strategy will work for you. Carrie and I are so thrilled that you're part of product or your profit pipeline. We're thrilled with the products that you're going to be creating over the course of this site and this program. And I'm telling you, it makes such a huge impact and difference. The more products you have, the more variety that you have, the more you're able to sell your customers over and over and over again, because they're just going to love your stuff. Well, that's it for this month's report. We'll see you next month with our second issue. Until then, as always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.